Angelo Acerbi, Fred from Radio, from the Cannes Festival. We are here with Grimur Akonason, the director of RAMS.
Hello, Grimur. How are you?
I'm very good.
Well, let's talk about your movie, which is the story of two brothers. They don't talk to each other since 40 years, but they do the same job. They raise rams in Iceland, and they have some issues between them. The film takes place in a very harsh and hard to live in area. How did you shoot in such a nature, wild nature and hard nature?
Yeah, it was, I have some roots in the countryside. My parents grew up on a farm, and when I was a teenager, they sent me to farms to work, you know. So my grandmother was born in this valley. So I know this area quite well, you know, and, for me, it's kind of my second home. I live in Reykjavik, so I'm an urban artist, but I have some roots and a connection to the nature and the countryside.
And as you were born there, is this story coming from something that you witnessed as a child, or that you know? The plot is based on something that you know. It was all like your creation.
Well, I don't have personal experience of these brothers, but it is. There are many stories like this in Iceland. It's quite common, brothers living on the same land and not speaking to each other. So I heard the story, and I thought it was a bit typical Icelandic behavior, you know, like we are a little bit stubborn and independent, you know, and so I was intrigued by this this story. So it's based on a true story, actually. And then also I wanted to tell the story about the relationship between sheep and man, you know, in Iceland, which is very strong. Sheep farmers, they are really emotionally connected to their animals, and thought it was an interesting subject.
It is. It was, actually. I was thinking that the two actors were perfect in that, in their role. How did you work with them? How was your preparation of the role with the two lead actors that have to communicate without communicating, mm-hmm. which was the mm-hmm. thing, you know? Mm-hmm.
Well, I spent a lot of time like getting them into the life of the farmers, you know. We had some sheep rehearsals.
Some sheep rehearsals.
Oh, yeah.
How is a sheep rehearsal?
Well, that's just rehearsing scenes from with sheep and actor. We spent like 3 days only in sheep rehearsal. Uh-huh. Basically, just letting the sheep like bathing the ram and so the actors are kind of spent some time in the countryside before they start to film, you know, and they got used to the farming life and the animals. And also it was the main thing about the sheep rehearsal was getting the sheep kind of used to the actors, so
exactly,
it would be believable that they were actually farmers
and not, yeah.
Because the actors are city guys, you know.
Well, but the actors, so they should be used to adapt themselves to different situations.
And then I let them grow beard, mm-hmm. which also helped.
This brother-to-brother relation is pretty common. You just said that there are many situations like this in your country, and there is many situations all over the world where brothers have difficult relationship. How did you thought of that specific development of such a relationship? I mean, what brought you to ending the movie the way it ended? I mean, I'm not telling how it ended, but for those who saw it.
Yeah, I know. In a way, you know, I think it was the ending. I'm not gonna tell how it ends, but I think it was a logical kind of logical ending for this story. In the beginning of the film, they haven't spoken to each other for 40 years, you know, and I think it was quite logical that at some point in the film they would start to, you know, communicate more, you know, and something would develop. But I tried to go not the typical way to it, you know. Mm-hmm.
So do you think that a brotherhood bond is always there, cannot be erased?
I think so. From my experience, I have a brother, you know, but we speak to each other. We are good friends, and I think it's pretty strong. I know some of my friends have had conflicts with brothers or sisters, you know, but usually that only lasts for a few years, you know. Then things are settled. And in my film, it's like 40 years, so it's quite tragic, you know.
You just said that the activity of raising rams is very typical. It's like I think it plays a good role in the economy of Iceland, of some part of Iceland. That issue that you tell about in the movie, so that illness that affects that the rams has to be killed, and so that creates, besides an emotional problem, a huge economy problem too. Is there something that is kind of typical in happening in Iceland? Is like an issue that is common?
It just actually happened just 2 months ago in the northwest Iceland. This disease came up, and when this disease comes up, you need to slaughter the sheep because it's an incurable disease. Mm-hmm. This disease came to Iceland like in the 19th century, you know, where we were importing British sheep to Iceland. They brought the disease, and it has spread around the whole country. It has damaged a lot of things, you know, and a lot of people sheep farmers have to quit, you know, and give up, you know.
So it was actually a huge social issue besides the...
It was, especially in the 90s, the government policy was to kind of... They were slaughtering maybe all sheep like in big areas in Iceland. Like once they took like the whole east part of Iceland and they slaughtered the whole sheep there, you know. Mm-hmm. So it was huge operations, you know. It's kind of... It's still, this disease is still coming up, but the slaughter is maybe not as large as it was, you know. And this is, of course, like a huge emotional shock for the farmers.
Of course it is. Yeah. I mean, besides, because it just erases all their income and all their... I think that what you depicted very well was not the economy problem in itself, but the fact that these people has nothing to do from one to the other. They are just useless.
Yeah.
And this goes to the head, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
In fact, one of the brothers start drinking and just wasting himself.
It's also because I think for these brothers, you know, the sheep farming is not only like their job, you know, it's also like their friends, you know. It's like larger than...
It's like a substitute for a family, probably, too, because they don't have any other relation.
They live alone, they're bachelor, and they don't speak to each other, so they need to speak to the sheep.
Yeah. Listen, which are your influences as a director, if you have any? Which are the director you love most and the one you look at more attention?
Well, my style is probably a little bit Scandinavian, inspired by like Aki Kaurismäki, the Finnish director, mm-hmm. and Bent Hammer, the Norwegian director, and Thomas Andersson also, like the Swedish. They're probably, my favorite director is probably, you know, Woody Allen or
Actually, the name that you just said give a correct idea, because there is kind of always a funny side of it. I mean, in your film, there is mm-hmm. kind of a funny, even if the situation is getting heavier, there is still some irony in it.
Yeah, yeah. I think sort of the circumstances, like the setup of the film, you know, the brothers who are living side by side and don't speak to each other, it's kind of a tragic comic setup, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's
yeah,
a perfect,
exactly.
You know. So the idea, the sort of the basic idea of the film is kind of a little sad and funny at the same time, you know.
Yeah.
So I kind of I try to pick when I'm making films.
Uh-huh.
I try to find find like stories or ideas who have the possibility of creating both laughter and cry, you know.
Cry. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, thanks a lot, Grimoire.
Yep. Thank you.
It was Angela Cherby from Fred Film Radio from the Cannes Festival.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.